Welcome to the new calendar year and new opportunities to save money through Focus on Energy. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke again, partnering with Wisconsin utilities all across the state to help our farm families, regardless of what you're producing, what you're growing, what you're doing, save money when it comes to your energy bill. And I'm happy to be joined in studio by one of Focus on Energy's lead energy advisors, that's Saurabh Betwadkar. He is a fellow that focuses a lot of attention in on the details of energy management, no matter the type of agriculture that we're working on. Now, Saurabh, I see that this year we've got some really cool new incentives in the 2020 catalog. What kind of catches your attention as the new opportunities for farms of all types across the state to save energy this year?
Yeah, this year we have a lot of different incentives available. We are trying to improve our program every year. So we are trying to also concentrate towards the swine industry. We have a swine farrowing crate heater incentive available this year. It's about $20 to $40 per heater. And like, we're also adding more to the dairy industry. Like, for example, we have modulating dryer controls this year. It's $50 per dryer as an incentive. And there's a lot of different changes that will be coming out this year too. And for example, we took out the 1,500 per bushels hour capacity limit on the grain dryers, and grain dryer tune-ups are like a standard offering this year. So it was a special last year. We put it in the catalog this year, and we have lighting power density incentives have changed, and we have reduced that to 4 cents per kilowatt hour. And there's ventilation fan incentives. That's the structure has been modified a little, but we're trying to improve the whole program as a whole. And we also have new incentives coming up in spring, like it's from April 2020. So we are going to add more better incentives for horticultural lighting. We have dairy refrigeration tune-ups coming up. That'll be from April again. And we are trying to add comprehensive lighting initiative and network lighting controls, which are the lighting attention towards lighting kind of incentives. That'll be from April 2020 again.
Now, let me ask you, Saurabh, last fall, summer last year, Focus on Energy began the grain dryer incentives to try to help people get lined up before the harvest. And heaven knows, with the way the harvest went last year, having an efficient grain dryer was absolutely critical. Some of them may still be working today. So how do you guys decide what area to try to channel, you know, some of these incentives on from year to year? You said Focus on Energy always trying to get better. That grain dryer situation was one where it was obviously well received by contractors and farmers. So how do you guys evaluate what incentives that you want to try to put emphasis on?
We try to see which part of the industry is lacking, kind of, and we want like more, like for grain dryers, the systems exist and we want to target towards the next step of the market. So like, how can we keep moving forward? That's how we try to design our systems and design our incentives in getting that to the customer. And like, we work with trade allies and identifying what the new stuff in the market is, what the customers are going for, and how we can make it better for them. So that's how we overall we come to a conclusion of specific technologies that we would want to promote every year, and that's how we come to that conclusion.
Well, and you and I were talking every year, technology and our ability to measure energy and different facets of energy gets better and better. And Focus on Energy is always trying to be ahead of the curve. Saurabh and I were talking about cannabis business in Wisconsin and trying to, you know, industrial hemp, trying to try to help those growers as soon as is economically feasible, right?
Yeah, we're actually trying to. So those kind of industries require greenhouses and like horticultural, like there's majorly lighting involved. So we're trying to incorporate additional savings, and how can we see how those growers are trying to use different kinds of lighting spectrums and try to see if we can get them into our energy saving calculations to give them a better incentive on that. So it's coming in April 2020. We're going to get a horticulture lighting incentive out, which would completely like try to incorporate all those systems and all those kind of energy savings into our calculations.
Now, let's talk just a little bit. We mentioned that these are all available in a catalog. I always advise my audience to reach out to energy advisors like Saurabh or any around the state of Wisconsin. On-farm visits, at your agribusiness evaluations, they're happy to schedule it so that they can go through with you exactly where you could see energy savings on certain projects. But if I want to get a, if I want to take a look at that catalog or maybe get a little bit better idea on what each one of those incentives is all about, Saurabh, where can I go? What do I do?
You can just go to the website and go to focusonenergy.com/agribusiness, or you can just call a direct line that we have, the 888-623-2146. That's the number. And you can get in touch with one of our customer service people, and they can walk you through, the introduce you and directly let you know who your energy advisor is and get you in touch with them and create like a opportunity to get in touch with them. So the 888 number is 888-623-2146.
That's Saurabh Bedawadkar, who is in studio with us, one of the lead energy advisors for Focus on Energy. And I do want to congratulate Focus on Energy. The Midwest Energy Efficiency Alliance named them as one of the winners of their Inspiring Efficiency Awards, and it all goes back to actually last year about this time. Focus on Energy recognized how disabled a lot of farms were after the heavy snows last year in Northwest Wisconsin, where barns collapsed and sheds collapsed, and Focus on Energy stepped in with some very special incentives to try to help farm families weather, no pun intended, weather through that heavy snow and get facilities back up and rebuilt. So congratulations on that award. Saurabh, let's talk a little bit about how long these processes generally take if I want you to come out and walk through my farm or help me with some of these higher end incentives that are out there from the farrowing crates through space heaters, the grain dryers. How long do these projects generally take?
Usually for getting those incentives in, like for example, if the customer submits an application, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for us to process those applications and get you the incentive. That's our standard timing. But from the beginning, it depends on the customer and depends on how fast they're going with the project. But we try to see if you can get in touch with us earlier in the process. We can try to pre-approve those projects. Usually we recommend pre-approvals if the project is more than like $10,000. And if we can get them pre-approved, the customer knows that they're going to get the money for the, if it's a larger size project. So the earlier the customer gets in touch with us, the better it is for them incentive-wise. And also they'll get an idea of what the whole industry is doing and have, they can have a better idea of how they can keep their agricultural practices and keep them in a better way.
The other thing that we can't look past is that your lender probably would be pretty happy to know before you walk in looking for a loan that you've already reached out to Focus on Energy and found out where those extra savings and incentives are.
Yeah, it's always better to know where your money is coming from. If you're pre-approved, if you have a large enough project for pre-approval, then it's always a nice way to put that in front of your like lending company. So I would suggest getting in touch with your energy advisor as early as possible, because we have different types of incentives, prescriptive incentives and also custom incentives. So custom incentives have to be pre-approved before you even start the project or buy any equipment. So for the custom incentive opportunities, I would suggest, like, if anything unique is going on in your farm which is different from our catalog and if different from something which you've known generally, so that would go for a custom incentive.
Well, they're still ready to help you. That's the bottom line. As we go into 2020, we all know how precious and valuable our money is. Why not work with Focus on Energy and make sure that you're not looking past any of the energy savings or rebates that they can provide for you? Saurabh Bedawadkar is just one of the folks that's able to do that. He's a lead energy advisor. Focus on Energy, again, that website, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness, or their toll-free number, 888-623-2146.
We also have special bonuses available for trade allies this year, like we had them last year. So we have a trade ally bonus this year too, and it's changed slightly, but it still exists throughout 2020. So for all the trade allies who are working with us, it's still there.
Excellent.
And they can acquire the bonus once they submit applications and help the customer get the projects through to us. So
wow,
that's a nice bonus to have to work do some paperwork.
Well, so farmers, if you are thinking about doing a project, make sure that you're talking to your electrician, your dairy supply company, and make sure they're connected with Focus on Energy as well, because those bonuses available to them too. Focus on Energy, they are coordinating with Wisconsin Utilities to make sure that you are getting some of that money back through energy savings measures. Let someone like Saurabh come out to the farm, do an evaluation on your project. But like he said, do reach out to them early before you break ground, before you get started on the project, so that they can help uncover all of those rebates and savings before you start writing checks. Saurabh Bedawadkar in studio with us, one of the lead energy advisors with Focus on Energy.